Welcome. Welcome to our live show, July live show, Packs What She Said Live. It's game night. We will explain what that means in a second, but I just wanted to welcome everybody in real quick. Maggie, how are you doing?
I'm good. Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. Bucks and six. For those of you who have seen me tweeting about the Bucks, you might think, oh my God, she's such a bandwagon fan. You're not necessarily wrong, but my father is a lifelong Bucks fan, so it's not that crazy that I have, you know, hopped on and started watching basketball. So go Bucks. welcome everybody. Sean, Big B. So happy to have you here. Looking forward to having you home. Glad you're feeling better, buddy. Thanks everyone for joining. It's dead season for the Packers, as we were talking about pre-show. No headlines is a good thing. We want absolutely nothing. We won't talk about Aaron Rodgers' comments at the match. Although if you did watch the match, it was kind of entertaining, and that's coming from someone who does not like golf. But Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, you play golf, right? So you just don't like watching golf?
Driving range. I wouldn't say I play golf, but sorry, golf is boring on TV.
All I'm going to do when we go to Green Bay is drive the golf cart. So I'm not even going to swing.
What's going on in Kenosha, Maggie? What's going on in your world?
Absolutely nothing. There's never, well, that's not true. A couple of years ago, there was stuff going on in Kenosha, but there's normally not anything going on in Kenosha. How about you, Perry? You're in a giant city.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a giant city, but I'm actually looking forward to coming up to Wisconsin in a couple of weeks. We'll be there for 2 weeks. Maggie and I will be at training camp. So if you are going to be there, come say hi. We would love to see you and chat. We're going to be doing a live show from up there. We're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff. So this is also going to be my first time at Lambeau, so get ready for a video of me crying somewhere on the internet. Okay, so we're going to have game night tonight, and the way this is going to work is basically there's nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. The Packers aren't even in Green Bay unless they are living there full-time year-round. So we thought, what can we do to make this fun and interactive? So we're going to play a game. You probably know it, and it's called Would You Rather. So we're going to pose some fun, tricky, Packers-related Would You Rathers to each other. Answer in the chat if you want. We'd love to hear what you think. If you think of one, send it in to us. Send in a super chat. Send in a Would You Rather. We will read it and discuss it. And then, you know, of course, if anything comes up, we'll probably go on a tangent at some point.
We don't do that ever. So
no, never. Okay. So Maggie, do you want to get us started?
Do you want me to ask the first question?
I do. That's what I mean by get it going.
All right. You said you just had so many of them that I didn't want to like steal your thunder. All right.
Oh no.
Would you rather breakout season, AJ Dillon or Amari Rodgers?
Of course, your first one's positive. We went into this so differently.
All mine are like really optimistic, so yours must be terrible.
Okay. Breakout season.
About the other player is like, barely shows up on the stat sheet. Let's make it like really.
Oh, so the player that they lean on this season.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really go wrong, but I'm going to go with AJ Dillon.
Interesting.
Just because if breaking out means what he did against the Titans all the time, I don't know if the Packers can lose a football game. and if Jordan Love is the quarterback under center, leaning on a running back is probably the better bet.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, I mean, it's an interesting thought, right? Because then what does that mean for Aaron Jones? Are they like a really successful tandem that's mm-hmm. always in the backfield together? Like, you know, the Packers, is Matt LaFleur operating under a lot of like 21 or something? So they're both out there. But I mean, Amari Rodgers, I think that, you know, the chat seems to have huge expectations for him, and that's fair, but you know, there's still MVS. You still have the best wide receiver in football in Davante Adams. So I'm not sure like how many snaps he'll end up playing this mm-hmm. season. A breakout from him would almost be more impressive because it means that you like have to have him on the field.
Yeah. And any kind of major season from a rookie is always a little bit more standout than someone who has a season under their belt, even though honestly, AJ Dillon didn't get a ton of touches. So Okay, mine are so much weirder than yours.
Great. I love that.
I'll be honest. Okay. I did elicit some help from friend of the show, Andy Herman. So if you know Andy Herman, you follow him on Twitter, you know his humor. So
his are about pizza and hot dogs.
No food. I said the food is off limits. Although there actually is one food one. So maybe we'll start with that. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather have Packers season tickets for life for free or the ability to eat and drink whatever you want and never gain weight?
I'm going to say Packers season tickets for life because those are hella expensive. And I walk the dog enough that the beer that I drink counterbalances from the walking. So.
Oh my God, I definitely would choose the latter. I could pay for a couple games, although you're closer. For me, having season tickets is like, how often would I be able to get up?
Right, you're paying for it in plane tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Or I just move.
Do that. That would make everything so much easier.
Okay, that's funny. I wonder what does anyone in the chat? Everyone says Packer season tickets. Okay, that's fair. I get that.
Everybody likes a little winter weight. We live in Wisconsin, so.
Need to stay warm.
It's insulation.
It's cold here too. All right. All right, Maggie, you go.
All right. This is for you specifically because it's close to your brand. So Jaire Alexander gets recognized as a first team All-Pro, or Eric Stokes is in contention for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go with Stokes in contention for Defensive Rookie of the Year. And I'm going with that because we know Jaire is going to ball out no matter what. So that means the Packers have two corners who are top of their game. And that also means that Stokes took over for Kevin King at some point, which is something that I've predicted. So doubly right. Love it.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I mean, it sucks for him as a player knowing that, you know, he probably wants the recognition that comes with it. But I mean, because he got snubbed just a couple days ago on a couple different lists. So, but no, I think anytime you can have a, yeah, he was left off like the top five. I think it was PFF. So
who? Yeah. Jaire?
Yeah.
That's dumb. Do they watch football?
analytics.
Because he doesn't get enough interceptions.
But yeah, no, if Eric Stokes is good, that means that both of your corners are very good. And that's always a good thing.
And if Savage and Amos are, you know, just continuing to play the way we think they're going to continue to play, then you've got your base secondary just absolutely lights out, shut down. No, snow fly zone.
All right, you're up.
Okay. Should I keep it going with...
keep the weird ones going? I don't know.
Okay. Would you rather give up beer for a season, a football season?
You're so terrible.
And have Davante Adams score 25 touchdowns because you gave up beer, or only be able to listen to games on the radio. So you can't watch. You can listen, but you can't watch. And Jaire gets a pick six every game.
I'll give up beer.
You would give
25
up
25 touchdowns is a lot. Yeah. A pick six is only 17 touchdowns. So I'm, you know, doing the math there. Plus, I'll drink old fashions. So
you got me in the loophole. I actually would have chosen that also because I can drink wine. I should have said give it up alcohol.
I think I'd still give up the alcohol.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like to, maybe somebody in the chat will find it. I wonder what the record is for most pick sixes in a season.
Isn't that a good, I thought it was a good one.
That is a good one. But I was
trying to target them towards you, make them hard for you. I have another one that you're gonna love. Actually, Andy thought of it and I was like, I need
when you say I love it, am I gonna actually hate it? Or is it okay? I thought so. All right.
What does everyone think? Should the Packers trade for N'Keal Harry? That's an interesting question, Jeffrey Gooms. Maybe we'll get to that later. Because I posed that on Twitter and I got some really wild answers. All right, Meg.
Some of these comments are great. Smoke weed instead. That's fine. All right. Let's see. I didn't have that many planned. You're the one that said you had a million. Okay.
Go into our Google Drive and look at mine.
Oh, God. Okay. MVS. This is my last one. It's about MVS. Okay. MVS has 800 yards and a 40% catch percentage, or he has 600 yards and a 70% catch percentage. What matters more, yardage or catch percentage?
Well, what's his catch percentage right now?
52, I believe.
Of course, he went right in the middle. 800. How many touchdowns?
6 for both, just like the season.
Okay, higher catch percentage, because that means when he does have the ball, he's contributing more. And yardage, 200 yards. I mean, Amari Rodgers could do that. Another wide receiver can make up that difference. So I'd say higher catch percentage.
Okay, I like that. I was thinking the same thing. Spread it out. You know, Alan Lazard, somebody else could take those touches, but at least you know when the ball is coming his way that there's like a greater sense of, and I mean, he got a lot better as the season went on. He was killing it in the playoffs. So
yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Nice. Yours are,
that's the last one I had.
Mine are joking. All right. Well, I'll keep throwing them out. What does everyone think? Would you rather have prime Eddie Lacy? Oh, Isaiah Mikkels. Would you rather have prime Eddie Lacy or where did that go? Oh,
or AJ Dillon. AJ
Dillon as number two. That's hard because we haven't really seen AJ Dillon. He hasn't hit his prime yet.
Yeah. I mean, that one's tough. Mm-hmm. I loved Eddie Lacy. He was the first Packer I ever got to meet in person. And he was the best, but.
Sup, Todd. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
But these are interesting. The chat's got something else.
Yeah. Keep them going. We want to hear what you guys think too. We want to hear your answers. Damn, Maggie, that was a really good one.
Thanks. Okay. Even Aaron Nagler in the comments said it was a good one. So
okay, I have a couple Aaron Rodgers related ones. So let's rile people up.
I'm nervous.
Okay. They're funny. Would you rather, well, this one I thought of just like is interesting. So would you rather Jordan Love get traded?
Okay.
And that means Rodgers comes back. Like implies Rodgers is coming back. He gets traded and ends up becoming a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Or win one more ring with Rodgers and then go into a decade long purgatory.
Take the ring with Rodgers for sure.
Damn it. That's very
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can always roll the dice that Rodgers comes back and you like are in contention for a couple, but they've been in contention for like the last two seasons, and there was that little gap, and then like 10 seasons. So
yeah. You could also get the ring with Rodgers and then in purgatory have a high draft pick and potentially pick another good quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. Kurt Benkert could be that guy.
Kurt Benkert, I mean, if his hair game is any indication of what he's like on the field, he's a winner in my eyes.
And he scooters to work, which is great.
Yeah. Oh,
all right, Perry, I have a would you rather for you.
Everyone's taking the ring. All right. Maybe that wasn't as good of a one as I thought.
I have a Kurt Benkert would you rather for you.
Okay.
In January, would you rather scooter to Lambeau Field from your New York apartment or skateboard to Lambeau Field from your New York apartment?
Neither.
That's not the point of the game.
900 miles.
Did you see the Kurt Benkert scooters to Lambeau?
Yeah, but that's like probably a mile for him. Okay, if it's like an electric, like moped scooter, then I'll.
No, girl, you gotta use your foot.
No, neither. Neither. Okay.
The answer is scooter, so you have something to hold on to for the record.
Okay. But like, what if I need to like hold an umbrella or something over myself and I was skateboarding, like protecting myself from the elements.
Somebody send us Packers related questions.
I have a bunch.
Okay.
Would you rather take your dream job, but it's with the Vikings, or be a janitor for the Packers for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. I will clean Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause then I can be like, oh, Za'Darius Smith, let me take your banana peel for you. And I can just talk to them every day.
Yeah, I felt like at least if I was at my dream job with the Vikings, then I could like see the Packers twice a year and sabotage from within.
How?
I don't know.
In theory, your answers are great.
Thank you. Okay, here's the one that I had ready for you. Okay. Would you rather marry the person of your dreams, aka Mark, but look like BJ Raji, or marry BJ Raji and look like yourself?
I mean, I feel like I need Mark's approval to look like BJ Raji and still be married to him, so... I'll do that because it doesn't affect you. He's shaking his head. So I will look like me. Oh, he turned around. I don't know. Mark, what's better? Oh, well, would you still love me if I looked like BJ Raji? He said he would appreciate me. So we'll do the other one.
Savage, Mark. Okay. All right. Anybody have any? Come on, guys. Let's see. Get creative over here. Andy Herman was firing him off, but that's kind of how his brain works. Okay. Would you rather you tear your ACL tomorrow or Devonta Adams tear his ACL tomorrow?
Obviously me, but like I fell down at the dog park. Like, I don't have a lot of athleticism going for me, so my rehab's going to take 7 years. Like, I'm going to need that little knee scooter.
I don't know. I actually don't know, because Devonta Adams has the best in the world. Like, he could recover from that. I actually don't know if I would recover from that.
I would try for you, Devonta, if you're watching.
Okay. Tim Davis says, would you rather win an NFC championship but lose – all six of the NFC North division games, or win the six NFC North games but lose in the championship game? Well, we've been doing the latter for a couple of years now, so let's try the other one.
Yeah, I don't mind getting swept by the division if it means that we actually advance past the championship. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the key. Maybe we've just unlocked something.
Good job, Tim. That innovative thinking. Brandy's got a good one. Would you rather be a Bears fan or eat a bowl of nails? Go ahead, Perry, you answer that first.
I would grind the nails up in a blender, put them in a smoothie, and drink them first, then be a Bears fan.
You're thinking like way too hard about these. I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll tear my ACL. And you're like, grind the nails.
You gotta find the loopholes. Oh, man.
Man, that's tough. I mean, I would... Knowing that's an option, I would do Perry's thing. Otherwise, I don't know. I'd try like a pill pocket. I have them on hand.
Okay, here's another Andy Herman one. Would you rather be completely hairless for the next year and have the Packers win the Super Bowl, or have hair and the Packers make it to the championship game again but lose?
Oh, so we know they lose. I don't get to like roll the dice and see what happens. Because I guess I'll be hairless, but like, why? Andy... Somebody check on him. Somebody, let's do a wellness check on Andy Herman.
Good Lord. Oh, this is a good one, Gregory. Would you rather be tackled by Rashawn Gary or have to tackle AJ Dillon?
Honestly, I would love to try to tackle AJ Dillon.
Yeah, same. Because I would probably fun. Just whiff on me and then I'm not hurt. But if Rashawn Gary tackles me, I'm hurt.
I would not. I mean, AJ Dillon's like the one person you don't go for his legs, right?
Yeah.
Like, those quads, yeah. Body, yada, yada. That's where you go. All right.
Okay, we've had a few, like, other questions. Should we move on, or does anybody have more? I have so many more.
Okay. Somebody said that we missed there, so I'm going back through them because there's some good ones. Would you rather Aaron Rodgers, without the D, would you rather see Rodgers play for the Bears or the Vikings, and you have to pick one?
I actually don't know.
I'm trying to think of who has the worst roster. Like, who's in worse of a cap situation right now where the quarterback might not make the difference for the next couple of years because they're just in like purgatory.
Well, the Bears but are both of them look good. Go to die. So like maybe the Bears.
I was going to say the Bears.
I would love to see the Vikings fan base turn around and actually have to root for Rodgers after just like glorifying Anthony Barr for breaking his collarbone for years.
That would be like a fascinating case study.
It would be wild. Fans are wild. They'd be like, I don't think we've always loved him. Okay.
Okay. This is a would you rather. I was trying to think if it actually was. Mm-hmm. Pretend you're a Bears fan.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Would you rather gamble with Justin Fields for 15 years, like right now, okay, or take Aaron Rodgers for two seasons, at an MVP level and then he retires?
Rodgers.
Easy. Okay.
Because what if Justin Fields is really good? You already know what Rodgers does, right? Like, Justin Fields is still kind of a question mark. You know, first round draft picks are never necessarily, they don't necessarily always pan out.
But what if he was what if this season was the start of his decline? So you get a decline in Aaron Rodgers.
He said at MVP level though.
Okay, let's change it then. You get Aaron Rodgers who is starting to decline, but we don't know how steep the decline is, or Justin Fields.
I'd still take Rodgers for 2 years.
His decline
won't be that bad in 2 years. This is a good one, Danny Miller. Rodgers comes back for one more year, or Love makes multiple Pro Bowls. I don't know how much I count the Pro Bowl, like what that means. It's somewhat of a popularity.
Because Mitch Trubisky made the Pro Bowl. Ugh. I don't know if you watched Mitch Trubisky in the skills competitions, but they were big yikes. So. I think come back for one more year. I think that, like, we've talked about this, and we said we weren't going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but, like, when you think about what teams have to give up to acquire him, like, his best chance at winning feels like it's still with the Packers.
I think he's coming back. I wasn't that confident about it. And then when the opt-out period passed, I was like, who in their right mind would forfeit $33 million?
Not me.
And what he said, I mean, I'm trying not to read too much into his comments at things because he's enjoying screwing with everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
But he did say at the Lake Tahoe golf tournament that he's going to enjoy, get his body right, figure it out in a couple of weeks. And like, if you're not coming back to play, why would you go and get work out and get your body right?
Because he's got to look good for the Broncos, Perry. Just kidding. Joey the Jaguar has a thank you for joining us, Joey, for one thing. But great question here. Never eat abroad again or end packs what she said.
Never eat abroad again. I don't even like him that much.
You literally just ate them at my house like a month ago. Was that all a ruse, Perry?
No, they were delicious, but like, get rid of... End packs, what she said, not worth it. Eat a hot dog. It's okay.
I'll find something else to eat. Yeah.
We got a couple other questions that I think are fun. They're not would you rathers. I'm scrolling right now. skateboard.
Aaron Nagler is asking you what's on your sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, I am repping Madison. I got this when I visited. It's fun and one of my favorite sweatshirts. So go Badgers if you're into that.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Let's, do you have any football related would you rathers, Perry? Or was that list just weird?
Okay. Would you rather the Packers win the next 5 Super Bowls but never be able to watch football again afterwards? Or the Packers have 5 straight losing seasons but you get to watch football forever?
Ooh. I'll take the 5 and then I'll just be so busy in my future life that I don't watch football again.
Really?
I can watch 5 straight Super Bowls and know that my team is 18-time world champions.
This is the problem with us. This is the problem with humans.
With our society.
We need instant gratification so badly. We could have, the Packers could have 5 losing seasons. And then in the course of my life, I'm 26 years old. So let's say I live for another 60 years. I could see more than 5 Packers Super Bowls in the next 60 years.
Yeah, but
I'll take watching football over.
Think about how many Super Bowls the Packers are, like, what, 102 years old now? I'm trying to do math. And they've won, well, 13 titles, 4 Super Bowls. You could also be like Mark and be a Browns fan and never have watched your team win a... Don't look at me. Never have watched your team win a title and, you know, gamble about the what ifs of it all. Or you could just know that you're going to get to see 5 consecutively.
The issue is that I love the game of football too much. Like, I watch other teams too. And so, like, I don't know what I would be, what I would do if I couldn't watch football.
Can I watch any football? Like, can I go see my kid play Little League?
Oh, yeah. I think it's NFL.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't be able to watch the Browns with Mark.
Okay.
You would never be able to go to a game again.
Okay.
Okay, I'm missing so many things. I'm so sorry, you guys.
I mean, I'd save a lot of money, honestly, if I just... just kidding.
Would you rather beat Tampa, SF, or Seattle in the NFC Championship game? Sean, Seattle. The answer is always Seattle.
The Packers were winning that Super Bowl.
It's always Seattle.
The Packers were without a doubt. That was, oh my God.
Oh, these
getting
are funny.
Flashbacks just thinking about it.
These are funny. Matt Mamba, give a piggyback ride to David Bakhtiari or play Jeopardy until you beat Aaron Rodgers.
Literally neither of these things are possible.
I'd rather give David Bakhtiari a piggyback ride. I'd fail, but I think I'd be spending the rest of my life playing Jeopardy trying to beat Aaron Rodgers.
You won't tear your ACL for Davante Adams, but you'll just like let David Bakhtiari collapse on top of you and you don't think there's going to be any type of damage to your body in that moment.
That was not part of the question.
I'll take my chances on Jeopardy. I'm pretty smart.
Oh, God.
Mark okay, just laughed. We... Divorce.
Should we, someone asked about N'Keal Harry. Should we have a little N'Keal Harry discussion?
Yeah. I mean, he seems very polarizing for having like what, 15 receptions in his career, 30, like.
I know. Look, the only reason I ask is because if it's a conditional sixth, like what's the harm? Like what's the risk? There is none.
I guess if you're bringing him in right now for training camp, but do you think that giving him a shot is more beneficial to you than getting Devin Funchess, EQ, Juwan Winfrey, like all the other guys that are vying for a spot time? Like, is it worth it to bring in him because you think his upside is bigger for the sixth? You know, the room's already got like,
yeah, no, so I know. I know. That's why it's an interesting question.
I think I saw Rhett's tail.
You did. Oh, he's. Say hi. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's proven anything. Like, it would be for that last wide receiver spot. But I just don't see the harm in bringing him into camp for a conditional sixth.
Okay, this is a really good question from Marcel. Would you rather have two more Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers or three with Jordan Love?
Oh, so I'm betting on my chances of who would win.
Yeah, so you either get two guaranteed with Aaron Rodgers or three guaranteed with Jordan Love.
Same defense for all. Every other variable is the same. Matt LaFleur's head coach, same defense.
Well, it's just over the next 10 years. Like, what means more to you? Aaron Rodgers getting two more, so he finishes with three, or Aaron finishing with one, and then Jordan Love is that good that you go to three and win them.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so in the next 10 years, you're guaranteed these Super Bowls. Like, who would you rather have them? That's a good question.
I mean, okay. Numbers wise, you would want to go with Love.
Right.
Gives you more chance of winning. But my nostalgic heart, fan heart, wants Rodgers to win at least another one.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like the hard part is like Brett Favre. Obviously, that Denver game was like such an anomaly in the Super Bowl. He should have had two. He should have gone to more. Aaron Rodgers should have gone to like at least five by now, looking at the Packers. So like if you're talking about players that are deserving, and that's like that's why the NFL is so fascinating to watch. And that's why, you know, with the Bucks in the playoffs and Chris Paul might like finally get a ring. Like that's just the unfairness of sports. Like you have Larry Fitzgerald who is deserving.
Yeah.
And so you take the three because it's the bigger number, but from like a deserving player, Aaron Rodgers should probably have more rings than most players in the
NFL.
I
also feel like we don't know what Jordan Love is yet. And so if you're looking at the players as is, the chances of the Packers winning are right. Better with Aaron Rodgers. That's a good one. Aaron Nagler, y'all are crazy. Three with Love, easy.
Well, yeah, three's bigger than because three's more than three two.
I know. But like I don't so this is a conversation that I've had with friends, with my dad, with myself multiple times is like, what's more heartbreaking, not even making it to a championship game or finally making it or sorry to the Super Bowl or finally making it and then losing?
Not never making it.
You would rather at least make it and lose.
Yeah, like to me, one of the like if Aaron Rodgers retired this season and decided he's not coming back to play football, one of the biggest like clouds hanging over his career and to me as a Packers fan is the fact that he got so close and tried to kick the door in so many times and like never got to the big stage. And I was going to say we've seen him perform on the big stage, but like we've also seen him have opportunities that have not panned out. But like that's the game. And I think if Aaron Rodgers gets to a Super Bowl, he's going to put the team on his back. Like it just seems like one of those things that if he were to get there, nobody would stand in their way at that moment.
I don't know if I could like handle watching the Packers lose a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know if I could.
Did it in 97.
Okay, I was one.
But you're alive, aren't you, Perry?
I mean, I guess. Apparently I slept through the whole game, but my dad enjoyed it. All right. New subject. I agree. Sean, would you rather go to a sunny day game or a snowy night game at Lambeau?
Ooh, I've been to both. I've actually been to the hottest game on record for the Packers, and that was miserable. So honestly, I'll take the snow, because when I think of Lambeau Field, like as nice as it is to go in the afternoon in September and you're in like a jersey and shorts and like, you know, not have to worry about the weather, to be in the snow at night. And normally, like, you know, when it's snowing, it's the end of the season and there's like playoff implications. Mm-hmm. So yeah, snow at night with the lights. There's nothing prettier.
I think I would go with snow also, like besides feeling like I might freeze. For me to travel up, like I want to see like that classic Lambeau game and like snowy Lambeau, like that Panthers game that you were at. Oh my gosh. Like that would be amazing.
Can you come for the Browns game?
I might. I'm working on it.
The more super chats we get, the more likely Perry is to be able to afford coming to Green Bay.
If you want me to come up to Wisconsin a bunch this fall and winter, help a girl out. Yeah, I think I will. I'm working on it.
I think snow won just about every.
Snow won.
It was unanimous.
That's the Packers.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, all right, this isn't a would you rather, but like you can pick your dream game. Like what's your away stadium that you'd want to go to?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Is it the Chiefs?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, cause go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm a little biased just because, my sister's boyfriend just got a job with the Chiefs. And so all I've been hearing about is how amazing Arrowhead is. But I also think that it's kind of a known fact that Arrowhead is like one of those incredible places to see a game, just like Seattle, and Green Bay. So thanks, Sean. That's so nice. See you at Lambeau. I'll buy you a drink, okay?
Yeah, Sean, make sure you come find us. Mine would be Buffalo. Like, it obviously would be the Browns, which Mark and I went to First Energy.
You want the Bills Mafia experience?
I want the Bills Mafia experience. I'm not going through a table, or I'm not getting like mustard squirted on me, but I want to see like a snowy, snowy game because Bills fans, there's like a couple AFC teams. It's, you know, the Bills, the Browns, and the Steelers that are like very much to me the Packers-ish fans of the AFC, where they're like blue collar, living in like a kind of snowy-ish climate, just diehards.
They're another like smaller market team. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
Plus, if I go to Buffalo, maybe you can like somehow get up there and we can party.
I mean, I could, but for those of you who don't know, New York is ginormous, and I would have to fly to Buffalo.
You always tell me this every time I talk about Buffalo.
Look at it on the map. It is huge. It would take me like 8+ hours to
Okay, but if you had to Buffalo. Skateboard there or scooter there?
Jeffrey Goom says, I have tickets for the home opener against Detroit. We will see you there.
You'll be there. We're making our arrangements today.
Yeah. Brandy, favorite time Cobb burned the Bears / in the playoffs? Favorite time Cobb burned the Bears?
I don't know. Like, I mean, there's obviously 2013, but I also am really partial to it's Cobb again, because that kid's
you. It's Cobb again. Yeah.
That's just like, I feel bad because it's a child, but.
I don't know. Also, though, this is not for or the in the playoffs, but the 2018 home opener, mm-hmm. where they came back 20-0, and that last touchdown to win the game was Cobb just like juking them to get into the end zone. I'll never forget that game. Oh my God.
Cheesehead TV writer Sarah Kelleher was there, and that's like my favorite picture of her.
Yeah. What did I just witness? I had just moved back to New York from DC, and I was living at my dad's for a couple months before moving into the city. And it's actually now become a tradition for us to watch the first game of the season together since this game. And I was just on the couch, and Rodgers had just come back from breaking his collarbone, right? So we were pumped, like hadn't seen Rodgers play in so long, couldn't wait. We're like so ready for a season. And then obviously we know what happens. And you guys have probably seen me on a watch party. Normally I can't sit down during games. I don't know what it is about being with Nagler and Binky that keeps me calm. But normally for games, I'm like pacing. I can't sit down. So I'm like pacing around the living room. Dad's like, you need to sit down. I'm like, turn it off. I can't watch it. I can't go through another season. I can't do it. And he's like, okay, then leave the room. Like, I'm going to continue to watch. And I was like, no, I'm obviously not going to leave. So I'm like pacing. And we just look at each other at the end of the game. And he's like, so you glad I didn't turn the game off? Like, yeah, Dad. Yeah.
Corey and Aaron do not have that effect on me, for what it's worth.
The calm?
I'm just kidding. Just because I know Nagler's watching. No, the Geronimo burning Kyle Fuller picture is in my basement. So
that's funny.
Thanks, Gmo.
Everyone's saying London. Do we think that the Packers are going to finally get a London game?
What did I miss?
Nagler, 6-hour drive to Buffalo. We could do it. Nagler road trip to a Bills game. I'm in.
Can I fly to Manhattan and then come with? Because that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted. I would fly if someone offered up the tickets. Okay, fair.
Let's see. Pick one for a Super Bowl run. Adams, Jordy, Jennings, or Driver? I mean, we've seen three of these. So.
Adams. He has the record for playoff records. So
I think Adams has the potential, if he stays with the Packers after the season, to go down as one of, if not the best, all time. Like, that's where his career has arced the last couple seasons. And that's no disrespect to, like, Jordy or Jennings or Driver, who was just, you know, at the Bucks game on the Sunday.
Yeah, ageless. Doesn't age. That picture that they posted, I was like, is he 30? No, he's 46. He looks amazing. Driver, if you see this, you look amazing. Please give me your skincare routine. Okay, any last thoughts? I know that there's like really not much going on. Sorry guys that there's no news. We can plug a couple of things that are happening
this is
our world, or you want to answer this last question?
This is a really good question. Okay, and I'm
go for it.
All right, from a nuclear family, if you could add one player from each NFC North team to replace a Packer, who would you select?
Okay.
So we should probably start with go team by team, maybe?
Yeah, all right. Well, sorry to Tyler Lancaster and Dean Lowry, but you're getting replaced with Akeem Hicks.
Love that. That's the perfect answer, yeah.
Inside linebackers, sorry, taking Kendricks.
That's a good one.
From the Vikings. Wow, that'd be a power defense. Detroit. Can we get Tim Boyle back?
That's your choice. I'm taking Geronimo Allison back from the Lions. I'm just kidding. No. Jamal Williams.
Yeah, I know. No.
Oh, we didn't give up. I guess we didn't say like who we'd give up. I guess for the I guess you just swap at the position. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Or maybe you could swap out like one of the wide receivers for Justin Jefferson if you don't want Eric Kendricks. Perry, would you rather cut your hair short or wear a Vikings jersey for 1 week? I will cut my hair. My hair has been short before. This is actually the longest my hair has ever been.
Squad.
I don't want Anthony Barr. Sorry, Dave K. But Justin Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah.
Jamal Williams from the Lions. For Big B. great. Okay. We're going to plug some stuff and then we're going to wrap it up. I think Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have a fun guest on this coming week on the show. If you are not aware, Fox News up in Green Bay got a new Green Bay correspondent. I don't know if that's news anchor. Her name is Nicole Menner. She's awesome. So we're going to have her on the show. So you're all going to get to meet her, get to know her, can find out where to follow her on Twitter if you don't already. She's going to be, I'm sure, producing wonderful content. She's been covering the Bucks as well, has done a great job. So really excited to meet and chat with her. Maggie and I, like we mentioned earlier, are going to be up for training camp. We're going to be up the second week of August. So more than happy to say hi if you're there. We'll probably be at almost all of the practices. We're not sure quite yet, but we will be doing a live show. This live show happens to fall when we're there. We actually didn't plan that, but it worked out very nicely. So, and then we're going to do, I think, some other kind of fun things with some other Packers blogosphere people, if you will. A lot of meets, because I haven't met a lot of people, a lot of reunions for people we have met before. So it's going to be a really fun time. Yes, Brandy, it's going to be a fun time. And a lot of like great, exciting content with Lambo in the background. I mean, what is better than that? So I'm sure Cheesehead TV also has some things in the works. So be on the lookout for that. I'll also plug, since this was announced this past week, that this fall, Cheesehead with Nagler and Banky and other Cheesehead TV people are going to be doing a show with AJ Dillon, which is super exciting. Can't wait to have AJ Dillon kind of join us and get to know him and chat with him. So you can look out for that this fall. It's awesome. Just shout out Nagler. I know that that's been kind of in the works for a while. So really excited about it. Thank you, Patrick Forney. Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go. Am I Nagler's daughter? I'm not. Although that would mean that his daughters would be my sisters, and they're pretty dang cool. So that would be sweet. But no, I'm not.
His daughters are amazing.
The best. If you don't follow Nagler on Twitter, which is wild, I don't know why you'd be here if you don't. But he sometimes tweets out quotes that his daughter Olive says, and they're just phenomenal. Am I missing anything, Maggie?
I mean, we now, I guess, have to plan some type of Packs What She Said tailgate for the season, or the Lambo opener, because we'll be there. So.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that as well while we figure that out.
Yeah. I love that. It's a great idea. Would love to say hi and meet some other fans. It will be my first time up there. So love that. Thank you, William Dawson. Appreciate it. Thank you. You are literally funding me coming to Lambeau. Sean Rose, you both are the best. Go Pack Go. Bring back Era 12 and free Britney. Free Britney.
Free Britney. Free for Britney. Sure.
Yeah, if there is any news coming about Rodgers, you will definitely hear from us about it. We will do our best. You know, I don't know if we'll wrap up with this. I have had so many people in my personal life ask me what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. And same. I tell them, same. Okay. What do you say when people ask you?
So my favorite story actually about this is that Mark's cousin got married a couple weeks ago, and I have never ever in the 8 years that Mark and I have been together talked to this cousin's dad, so Mark's uncle. And it's like 11:30 at night and everybody's on the dance floor, and this uncle comes up to me and just goes, Maggie, what is going on with Aaron Rodgers? And I've never spoken to him in my whole life, and at his daughter's wedding, that's what he asks. And I tell people that he'll be back, and you know, just wait and see.
I tell people if I knew, I'd be famous. So
you're a good one too.
As good as mine.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining again. We really appreciate it every time. The next time we're going to see you all is training camp. So we'll
from
Green Bay. Right. So we'll actually have things to talk about. We'll have been to practice. We'll have seen players. We'll have seen Lambo. And that will hopefully be little heftier, more football focused. I hope today was fun and you enjoyed some of our wacky, weird would you rathers. Again, we just love when you join and we love chatting with you. So thanks. Look out for our episode next week, and we'll be dropping a regular Packs What She Said episode on Thursday or Friday. And as always, can't sign off without saying go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.